360 is sponsored by Pottawatomie Sportsbook and Ridgetop.
1-1 from Robinson. Ground ball to second. Ramirez has it. And the ball game is over. Cubs split this four-game series with the Brewers. Final score tonight, 2-1.
We'll see the Cubs again shortly at American Family Field as the crew is off to Cincinnati. Next up, bringing in MLB.com's Adam McAlvey, friend of the program this morning. Hey, Adam.
Hi, guys. Yeah, split is a split a win for the Brewers. How do you feel about that?
For sure. All they had to do was hold serve. If I'm the Cubs, I'm sitting here thinking, we just played four games and we're no closer to anything than we were before.
And Logan Henderson looked great last night.
And he's going to be really important. I mean, right now he's looking like the number two. He's pitching right behind Jacob Mizorowski in the rotation as it stands right now. He's, you know, his story so far, it's last night was his 20th career start. He's never given up more than three runs in an outing. There's only one guy since like the late 1800s that has began a career like that. It's Zach Gallen, who turned into a nice starter for the Arizona Diamondbacks. And the difference is Henderson now is able to get past that kind of 75 pitch barrier. They measure all the metrics as these guys go that influences decisions. They're able to see how the spin changes, obviously the velocity everybody's watching, but they are watching all the other properties. And he used to sort of have a drop off around that 70, 75 pitch mark. Now he's sustaining it beyond. So he's taking this next step developing as a pitcher and he's giving them these seven inning outings. And I'll tell you, it was really cool. Last week, John Smoltz was in the Brewers clubhouse. He was calling a game, and he walked up to Logan Henderson and said, "Hi, I'm John Smoltz. I really love watching you pitch." And then he walked, and that was it. And, awesome. Henderson is like blown away.
Wow.
So yesterday, Smoltz gets a Henderson start for Fox. They were on national TV last night. So I went in the booth before the game, and he was so gracious to kind of tell me. He said he's only done that four or five times. And it's been like Jacob DeGrom and Zach Wheeler. And he loves Henderson because he does it different. It's not 98, 99 like so many pitchers in baseball right now. It's the sort of unique fastball, 92, and then that great changeup. It's pitching. And John Smoltz is a big fan of Logan Henderson. So that was kind of a cool you know, way to look at the game last night.
What did he call the one pitch that PCA knocked out of there? He called it, he threw it in the honey hole.
Threw it in the honey hole. The Brewers, the story of the Cubs Brewers season series had been that Pete Armstrong is like the National League MVP favorite, perhaps, or at least him or Shohei Ohtani. And the Brewers had completely shut him down. 3 for 34, 17 strikeouts, and then one changeup below the zone. And a lot of lefty hitters like that low ball. Logan Henderson said he wished it would have been a more away. But if that's your one mistake in a game, that's pretty good. Now, what Pat Murphy last night was talking about was what Kevin Gausman threw at him was that's what they're going to see in the postseason. So he would have liked to see a better offensive performance than they got against Kevin Gausman last night. So Pat Murphy's always going to look for that little thing that bothers him a little bit, that he worries about, and that was the thing last night.
Good news here, even in taking the loss, we only used two pitchers. You know, Henderson, as you said, goes through seven, and then there was no ninth inning for the Cruz. The Cubs were up, so D.L. Hall pitches the eighth, and then that's that. So get a little bit of rest for that bullpen that was otherwise fantastic.
And full strength. Abner Uribe back, Jojo Romero is in there and looks really good. And now that impacts how you use Aaron Ashby, and the fact D.L. Hall is pitching so well and throwing with this great velocity again, that impacts Aaron Ashby. So, like, nothing's clinched. Weird things happen in baseball. Those are all the warnings. But I expect that over the next couple of weeks, they're going to try to thread that needle between trying to win every game and stay sharp and, like, go into the postseason with edge like you want and not coasting. Pat Murphy always worries about coasting. But, you know, Jake Bowers is playing on these terribly painful legs, shin splints. Bryce Terang is playing on the knee. You watch, he's not running the same. They've got guys, and then these bullpen guys that have worked so hard. It does offer over the next couple of weeks an opportunity to try to rest. So that's a really hard thing to do in baseball because the best teams are often those ones that fight to the end, and then they ride that momentum into October. The Brewers are going to try to continue to play that way, but also rest some players. So that's going to be a big tightrope to walk over the next few weeks.
Is there any way to avoid the Cubs in the postseason?
There's a lot of folks that are probably are like you listening, maybe even a couple in the front offices of American Family Field, who would love to avoid the drama that all that brought. Yes. Because that was really emotional last year. And Murph's theory is that part of what happened against the Dodgers, besides the Dodgers having all their pitching exactly lined up and being like this awesome World Series winning team, is that everybody was just spent after that five-game series against the Cubs. It was pretty emotional for everybody. So I don't know. It feels to me like we're going to be back there. I love it for the stories. Great storylines. Easy travel for the writers.
Sure.
Which is always, and everybody can get important. Behind that, Adam, to support you guys.
Nobody wants to see us after we've taken these trips, you know, flights through Phoenix and Vegas, okay. And it's no sleep. So I think, I don't know, it just seems like the baseball gods want that matchup.
Hey, I wanted to ask you one more question as a follow-up on Eric's concerns about the injuries and how banged up a couple of our guys are. You mentioned Bowers, you mentioned Terang. We're playing Cincinnati here in a weekend set, and I'm with you and all the caveats that you have to mention of nothing's locked up yet. Cincinnati, these are professionals over there, but they're a sub-500 ball club. I'd sit both those guys all weekend.
Well, we'll see. Honestly, I'm really curious to see how they play this because they're in this weird stretch where it's Cubs-Reds. And you're right that you don't know in baseball. You can't say, oh, this team's in last place, this is in first. The first place team's just going to roll all over the other. That's not how baseball works. But I do think, you know, especially Jake Bowers, he's been – well, both of those guys. Those are two, you know, of the top, what, three or four hitters on the club, and they're playing really banged up. I mean, Bowers is playing through some serious pain. And they're trying to get Andrew Vaughn in there because he's so productive.
Yeah.
That means putting Bowers in right where he's got to go run around. And you saw it at Wrigley. Some of the plays running back towards the Ivy, it wasn't very comfortable. And they made that early move in the Wednesday game where they put Bowers back at first and made that switch for defense once they got the lead. So there's ways to do that, too. You can get a guy in at bat or two and then make a move and get him off his feet. And I think they're going to try everything they can to do that here down the stretch.
Last thing for you, Adam. Craig Councilboy, he sure doesn't do himself any favors. I swear, every time he answers a question, Brewers fans hate him.
Is this about the yellow chomer?
Yeah, it's always something, though. I swear, everything he says gets more and more annoying for everyone to hear.
Yeah, he had that comment about how the yellow chomer would only be a homer at Wrigley. And look, the first 3 days, the wins weren't straight out.
17 home runs, or got 17 runs. I think it was 9 homers.
Yeah, I don't know. You're right. No matter what he does, everyone, you know, you're going to find something to be upset about. I don't know that there's that much to be upset about. After the Brewers split, they went in there 8 games up with 25 to play. They departed 8 games up with 21 to play.
Yep.
They're in very, very good position to win another division title. So somebody's got to be the heel. I'm sure there's some Brewers things that people – I'm sure if you're a Cubs fan watching some of Murph's stuff, hearing them, you know, the what underdogs they are.
No.
As they're like storming that to the best record in baseball for the second straight year is these huge underdogs. Maybe that annoys someone on the north side today.
Brewers and Reds, thank you, buddy. I hope it does. Tonight on WTMJ, it's a 5:10 first pitch. Thanks, Adam.
All right, bye, guys.